Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, and the White House says they talked about diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire and get hostages out of Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to the region to follow up.
Blinken's latest trip to the region takes him to Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel. He'll be meeting with Arab officials in Riyadh, and the State Department says he'll talk about the efforts to achieve a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. says it's Hamas that is, quote, standing between the Palestinian people and a ceasefire. Hamas released two hostage videos in the past week, raising public pressure on Israel's government to reach a deal. Israel is also stepping up the pressure, preparing for a ground invasion of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. The U.S. has been trying to talk Israel out of that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Protests in support of Palestinians in Gaza continue at college campuses around the country, calling on the U.S. to end its support for Israel. This despite hundreds of arrests this weekend. In California, two opposing rallies took place today at the same time on the campus of UCLA. Reporter Steve Futterman was there.
There have been a few tense moments here at UCLA. Here at this pro-Israeli rally, which is taking place just adjacent to the pro-Palestinian encampment. Now, the two sides have been separated by metal barricades. There are lots of security officers here, but there were maybe two, three dozen pro-Palestinian demonstrators who got into this pro-Israeli area. There was lots of screaming, yelling, pushing, shoving. There were a few scuffles, but now those pro-Palestinian demonstrators have left this area, and the pro-Israeli rally continues.
Steve Futterman reporting from Los Angeles. Cleanup is underway after dozens of tornadoes ripped through the Central Plains yesterday. At least four people died in Oklahoma. Dozens were injured. Lionel Ramos from member station KOSU has more.
The deadly tornadoes ripped through central Oklahoma, leaving destruction behind. Some 80 miles south of Oklahoma City, the city of Sulphur saw its downtown largely leveled. Here's Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt at a news conference there.
We've got early reports. They think this is an F4, just kind of blowing right through downtown here. And I just haven't seen this much destruction.
Tens of thousands of people lost power across the state as homes and businesses were destroyed. Governor Kevin Stitt has declared a state of emergency in a dozen counties as FEMA mobilizes to aid in recovery efforts. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos in Oklahoma City.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Harvey Weinstein is due in court this week after the New York Court of Appeals overturned his 2020 conviction on sex crimes against three women, saying he didn't get a fair trial. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he will retry the case if the alleged victims are willing to testify again in a new trial. He remains in custody because he was also convicted of rape in California in another case and was sentenced to 16 years in prison. Weinstein is hospitalized for what his lawyer describes as a battery of tests. An analysis shows more than 3.5 million Medicare beneficiaries could be eligible for the obesity drug Wegovy. NPR's Sydney Lumpkin has more.
Medicare has been barred from covering weight loss drugs since the 1990s. But now, Wegovy is approved to prevent heart attack and stroke in patients who are overweight or obese and have cardiovascular disease. An analysis by KFF, a health research nonprofit, finds that 1 in 4 Medicare beneficiaries who are overweight or obese could be eligible for coverage. Here's Juliette Kubanski, KFF's Deputy Director of Medicare Policy.
That's a big deal. In a way, it's kind of a backdoor around Medicare's coverage exclusion for drugs that are commonly used now to treat obesity.
KFF says it could cost Medicare $3 billion a year. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures up about 0.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.